All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2 podcast. Hey, if you're looking at the screen right now, you see three people on here versus two, me and Rick. Tulane is going to be our permanent guest slash co-host for the Men Talk 2 podcast.
Welcome.
She's going to give us the whole women's perspective. We're trying to get another female on here to balance it out, but we ain't gonna try and beat you up too bad.
You know, they be scared. I don't know why.
I don't know why they be scared, man. Shit. They talking in the streets like that.
They be all out with it.
Yeah. Talk crazy and shit. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. Of course, you know, we shoot on Saturdays, live version. Now we got video. And we released on Thursday. So if you ain't watching the live on Saturday, you can catch it Thursday on the podcast. Audio. We want audio only, right? I'm not mistaken.
On the podcasting platforms, it's audio only.
Okay, cool. Hey, but check out the YouTube channel, man. Let's go ahead and blow that shit up. We got 140 subscribers already, and we're trying to blow that shit up. So y'all come on in and watch this and help us out. So with all that being said, Tulane and Rick, we're going to talk about, can you be with someone who is in love with or with somebody else? Now, let me tell you where I got this idea from.
I feel Kanye like you're adding me on this one.
Kanye West and Julia Fox and Kim Kardashian. So you know Kanye West and Julia Fox are a thing. But Kanye out here in these streets talking about he want his family back.
I mean,
which is a hot ass mess.
Is he really saying that, considering what, you know, what he been doing?
Exactly.
How he been talking about it.
He been talking crazy shit, talking about he want his family back, but then he crucified her in the rap and been all over social media and all kind of outlets talking about how bad she treats the kids, and they going against each other about the daughter being on TikTok and all this old crap. So how has he got a leg to stand on if he with somebody else, buying her clothes, putting out on the red carpet, and, you know, showing her off when he want to be with the family? How does that work? How the hell do you do that?
First of all, y'all talking about Kanye.
I mean, this could apply to anybody, though.
It could. But Kanye got them alter egos going on. It's more than one Kanye. It's Ye and Ye and Kanye and I don't know who else be talking.
Facts. True facts.
Yeah.
But that's how the topic came about. I wanted to know, can you actually be with somebody? We ain't necessarily got to be rich and with money and all of those stuff. We're just talking about regular down-to-earth folks. Can you be with somebody and really want somebody else? Can you, the person that you with, can you make that work while you out here fiending for another person? How does that work? Or can you do that? And if you want to be that at you, Rick, we can put it at you.
I'm just saying, you kind of know what I went through. this the perfect one for me to bring all that shit up without even making it seem like I'm hating the salty or none of that other shit. So hold on. go ahead. I'm getting all the social media together right now.
Oh shit. Kanye. So
I mean, it seemed like it'll be sort of difficult
in what way?
Like Kanye, he out here and he displaying this woman, but he want to be at home,
right?
You gotta make your mind up.
That's the same thing I said. But you gonna be all in with the one, or you gonna be all in with the other one?
Right. One, it ain't no work. Somebody got to go.
Right.
But you know how it is, though. Like, he want her and she don't want him, so he doing what he doing just because he can't be at home right now. That's his damn fault.
Yeah.
But is it really, though?
She got somebody, don't she?
Yeah. Yeah, they both got somebody.
Yeah.
And the part that stuck out for me, and this ain't had nothing to do with them three, was that this Julia Fox chick was with Drake before. And you was telling me about Drake and Kim K in a couple of car paths before.
But you know, but you know, thing about it, if you look at old girl, she kind of remind you of Kim K.
I don't see it. I really don't. And in no kind of a way. Maybe that's why he would have.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe they get their body type.
Still don't see that either. But you know,
you don't see that either.
I'm sorry, Kanye. I don't see that. You might be hooked up with this chick, but I don't see it. I don't really see it.
You don't think she look like her a little bit?
No. Not at all. Maybe pre-surgery, probably, yeah.
Bruh.
Maybe pre-surgery, you might be right. But post-surgery, I don't know. She ain't nowhere near.
I don't know. I think they kind of... I ain't gonna say they look just alike, but they resemble. Like I can see why
he all into her.
Yeah,
supposedly all into her.
I'm telling you, it's the body type. Her eyes and stuff look like a hound dog.
Gonna take back to look here. I'm a fox. I'm a hound dog.
So he's just looking at the body.
Oh my god.
Oh damn.
So what did it for me was that when they both had denim on and she had that black shit on her face.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Yeah, that shit. No.
She looking on. Like a hound dog and a raccoon.
That's what I'm finna say. She like a damn raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, So I'm not trying to put it out, but come on, girl.
That's funny. Shit.
She got a nice little body on her, but it ain't Kim's body.
Right.
Yeah.
And but Kim paid a lot of money for that body.
Yeah, she paid a lot of money.
She invested heavy.
Like, come on, let's just be real, because we've all seen the tape. She ain't have that ass then.
No.
You're right. I agree.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Shit, if it was mine, I'd still be smacking onto it. Like, fuck it. Like, shit, she got it, whether it's natural or she paid for it. Shit, I'm still finna enjoy this motherfucker.
Wow. You smashing everybody. You smashing Megan Fox. You smashing Kim K. You smashing goddamn.
Hey.
Everybody we talk about, you smash.
Hey, I'd be for the streets if I was out there.
Yeah, you for them streets too, Ace. Like Drake with the hot sauce in his condom. You for the streets. Y'all stupid.
That's you.
Hey, but I know it. I'm just talking shit. Right, but seriously though, can you actually be with somebody and you want to be with somebody else? Can that actually happen? Can you put 100% in with somebody and be wanting somebody else? Grass is green on the other side type shit.
Mm. You want to go at that one first, Talane?
Run it.
I'm just like, I'm trying to see. I don't know, because it's just ridiculous to me.
Okay, how they flip-flop? I agree.
Oh, yeah, because you got, okay, you with this man, and what if he's a good man?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this side nigga that's just good at having sex.
The sneaky links.
Yeah, sneaky links.
I picked that up today.
But.
This nigga here.
Sneaky links. It's not going to work.
No, it ain't gonna work. I give it. It's you can fake the funk for so long.
Yeah, you can fake it for so long, and then as a woman, eventually you're gonna get tired of trying to sneak off, be with this man that you can't be with in public,
right?
Just behind closed doors,
right?
And then try to love on this man and make a home with this man. It's not gonna work,
right?
It might go along for so long. But then after that, it's a wrap. Somebody going to get not interested. And either it's going to be him, because he going to be like, you can't get away from your husband or your boyfriend and be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she gonna be like, well, it's hard. I'm trying my best. So eventually, somebody gonna get tagged.
Right. Which makes it seems like to me that that's the majority of the relationships in Hollywood / entertainment type situations now. This motherfuckers has been together for years that's getting divorces and shit because they are interested in something else that they don't even, you know, they don't have no clue about.
So I don't know. I'm gonna go out there with Nils on early. So I mean, Lee, you've been around me for a long time, so you know my situation. You know like what I've been through and all that other stuff. So it's like one of the main things is, like, I was always told, like, with my situation, it's like, you know, I was more the provider and all that other stuff. You know, she loved me. Then she go out here, fuck off, do whatever, you know. And then it's like, want to be like, oh, you know, I want to be with you and blah, blah, blah. And then it's just like, but, you know, this person ain't got nowhere to go. It's like, nah, bro, like you, because you taking in strays and motherfuckers that ain't got shit. Like, I'm supposed to sit on, like, the back burner and, you know, little shit like that. And it's just like for real, like, I'm the good dude. I'm the marrying type. But that ain't what you want. But you want me because you don't want nobody else to have me. And, like, that's what it feel like. And it's just like, you know, and my dumb ass tried for a little minute to show, like, nah, I'm what you should want. I'm what you should want. Blah, blah. And then it's like, what the fuck am I competing for? This motherfucker's taking in strays that need her, that live, you know, that gotta live off her, who living off me. And like, nah, bro, like, shit, fuck all that. Like, what am I trying to prove I'm the best for? Like, hell, you told me to get out. I had my own spot. Like, shit, I went home for a week and I had my own spot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell these motherfuckers to get out, they sleeping on your porch outside.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, it's like, like, really, why am I competing with these niggas? Like, right. Like, why? Why am I competing with these niggas? So I had to learn, like, man, fuck that shit. Like, nah, fuck all that. So
when did the light come on? Let me ask that question.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
When did the light come on? When did you say, you know what, I'm done with this bullshit?
I mean, honestly, it will come on and off, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I would be done with it, and then it'd be one of them things where it's like, damn, like, you know, do I really want to give up on trying to make my family work? Because my main thing was, I put up with a lot of shit to try to make my family work. Like, I never had that daddy in my household. Matter of fact, in my life, you know, my brother daddy was there to help give me, you know, answer questions and guide me and shit like that. But as far as like the being in the household, the playing, you know, games and, you know, coming to basketball game, like, he wasn't that. But he was just there for like guidance and help me understand, you know, shit. But so I always wanted that, you know, I want to make this shit work. Like, I want to be in the same house with my kids, all that other shit. So I put up with a lot of stuff that I shouldn't have, or tried to make it work when I shouldn't have. And, you know, I did that on and off for shit, damn near 20 years.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but don't get me wrong. Like, I would be in other little situations here and there. You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, like, I've let go of some good women that I probably would have been married to by now if I wouldn't have, you know, been like, you know what? You know, she, because you know how it go. The minute they see you moving on, it's, oh, I love you and I miss you and I want you back and all that. And then the minute you go back, they show you shit different. But then the minute you go back, shit's still the same.
Yeah.
So you know, like, I did all that little shit. And I'm just like, it get to that point where it's like, really, like, is it really worth it at this point? Like, I've sacrificed my happiness. You know,
right.
I've done a lot of things. Like I said, I've ran across a few women that I probably would have married by now.
Right.
Had I not been like, you know what, let me give her another shot. Let me try to make it work with her because I want to be in the same house with my kids and all this and that. And now them bastards live with me and I want them gone. No.
Wow. Wow.
I ain't going nowhere.
I know. Mm-hmm. They got it too easy, but you know, that's really what it is. So I've been in that situation, and it's like, she tell me, oh, I love you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, conversation, like, yeah, I got love for him too. Like, well, you got it. Like, at one point in time, it was one of them things where I was like, well, you got to make a decision. And then I got to think about it. Why the fuck she got to make a decision? I need to make the decision.
Right.
You know, and that's one of them things I think we brought it up on. Matter of fact, I think it was the last podcast, the last episode Tulane was on, where it's like, I feel like as the man, I'm the prize. Like, you want a provider. You want, you know, all the things that a woman want, but they feel like they the prize, when really it's like, we got to weigh out what each other's bringing to this situation.
To the table, yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, I had a discussion with somebody a couple weeks ago, and they was like, why do men feel like they the prize now? Because one, women outnumber men. Two, the man is the one who asked the woman to marry. Three. We done talked about that. That ain't even. Yes. But three is like, you want the man to be the provider. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, if y'all want the man to be all this, like, you want an alpha male, you want all this from a man, but then you think you the prize when you're asking all these expectations of the man. So whenever the man is finally meeting it, why is he not supposed to feel like he the prize?
Good point.
But my situation was different. So I was in the same predicament as mm-hmm. Rick, but it was my husband. Mm-hmm. He had another woman. So I would always say, you know, if she that special, you know, just go on with her.
Right.
Leave us alone, we fine.
Right.
But this nigga wasn't no breadwinner. This nigga wasn't nothing. You took care of him. He didn't work. He tried to hustle. That wasn't good. Because he ain't never bring no money back home.
Damn.
And what little money that he did make, it either went up his nose or in a blunt. Mm. So he had this other woman, and I'm going to tell y'all, I ran that ass over, and then I had to think about it. Because I done went through hell and high water.
Right.
For that nigga. Sick, all that. And then I had to think about it. I'm like, you done did all this.
Mm-hmm.
You done washed this nigga ass. You done patted him down when he had a fever. For him to get out the hospital and run to this woman that ain't doing a damn thing.
For an ungrateful ass motherfucker. That's what I say. Did all the shit for ungrateful ass motherfucker.
Ungrateful. And I sat up and I thought, she ain't white, not one ass cheat. She ain't been to not one doctor's appointment. I said, it's time for me to go. And when I decided, even when I ran his ass over, he still went back. He came back home limping.
Oh, so you literally hit him.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, oh, so you crazy, huh?
And I broke his leg.
Wow.
But he came back home, but he was still tipping.
Hey, but that's the thing about it, though. Motherfuckers, they don't realize, like, they have you doing shit out of your character, because it's like, man, you, everything I fucking done, and you gonna motherfucking play with me? Like, after everything, you gonna play with me? Like, you gonna play with me after everything? So, like, yeah, I get... Yeah, because I did some shit that I said I'd never do, and was surprised because I was doing the shit. Like, went through a motherfucker phone, and I ain't never in life done that. First and only time I've ever done it, and I said I'd never do this shit again. Because for one, I saw some shit that really showed me, like, okay, my feelings and instincts was right. But then again, it's like, why should I even have to do this? Just go with your shit. Like, I should have left the shit alone before it even got to the point where I went through the phone.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Let me say this. I'm not going through nobody's damn phone, purse, wallet, car, house, none of that shit. I'm reading the signs with what you show me right off the bat. I'm not, when I tell you I'm fucking done, period. I'm beyond all that. I've lived that life. I've been out of character. I've been out of pocket. I learned my one time lesson and I was done. I'm not taking shit off nobody. I'm too goddamn old to be doing this shit. That's my thing. I'm too damn old to be out here following folks and putting air tags in folks' cars and follow them and all that. I'm not doing that shit. That's crazy. Getting myself all worked over that bullshit.
Yeah.
You want to be where you at? Go on to be where you at.
Right.
Period. Leave me out of that. And if I'm out of pocket and if I'm acting foul, tell me so I can either fix it or make a decision to leave too. That's the way I see it from here on out.
Right.
That's just me.
I'm like Rick. I was 20 years in that thing.
Ugh. Yeah.
And yeah. Once you get tagged, it's just a wrap. It's mentally and physically draining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, he even had these women thinking, I wasn't taking care of my kids because he wasn't working. I worked two jobs.
Fuck.
So then when he would come in, yeah, he used to be so funny. He would come in with these presents and gifts and he'll set them down. I'd be like, where you get that from? Yeah, I hustled up on these. I go right in the kitchen to get them scissors. I said, now you take this back to these hoes and tell them I work two jobs. I don't need money yet. And he be like, you crazy. I ain't crazy. I know you ain't bought it because you ain't got no money.
Right. So he can hustle somebody else about some stuff, yeah, bring to your house to get at you.
Right.
Come on, bruh.
My kids ain't no charity case. I know it's a lot of them, but we don't need no charity. So, you know, to go back to that saying, it can be done, but in the midst of all of it, it's a complete headache.
Yeah.
And why would you want to put yourself through that anyway? I'm going to be with this breadwinner, but then I'm going to be with this loser at the end of the day. Because, hell, she a loser too.
And like,
you a loser because, you know, he married with kids.
Yeah.
And like, basically, you trying to take money from him and get what he got, knowing he got a wife and kids over here.
Right.
He's supposed to be giving that money to.
Right.
And then what my situation is, who the fuck want a damn powder head?
Not me.
You want a powder head that can't provide you. You get a check once a month. That check go to the dope man once a month. Rest of the month, he looking at you, telling me, some, can you buy me a pack of cigarettes?
Hell to the no.
And see, like, that was one of my things. It was just like, you know, I was, like, taking care of her and stuff. And then it's like, you would think, you take the risk of losing me that's taking care of you, you would at least get somebody that, like, upgrade. Right. At least on the same level to where they can provide for your ass. Like, not go out here fucking off and then you still need me to try to provide for you. Nah, bruh. No.
Yeah.
Like no. If anything, like I said, you think people would want to upgrade, but it's just like, you know what come fucking with somebody on my level brings, so you don't want that. You want somebody you can run over. And it's like, if you ain't got shit really going on the way you take care of yourself, why you want a motherfucker that can't take care of themselves?
Right. And the killing part about it, they used to think, oh, I got one up on them. And you ain't got nothing up on me.
So right. It's like, shit, at least upgrade from a nigga. Like, at least make me feel like, damn, I need to get on my shit. Like, if I'm losing to somebody like that, there's like, I need to get on my shit. And then what be funny is, like, then it's like, so you fucking off, you know, she basically fucking off with you and then come back, be fucking around with me. And then, you know, and it's like, nigga, she need, like, at this point, she needs shit. Hey, this a business transaction, my nigga. Like, what you think?
Wow.
Like, You can't pay her light bill and she need me to pay it. Shit, I need something too.
Right. I used to be like, shit, she must need him more than me, because baby, I'm he one leg in the dough.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm too far beyond that. I like I said earlier, I learned that lesson a long time ago. And I can't be with you and I can't be with them. And she can't be with me and she can't be with him all at the same time and make that shit work. Ain't no mixing that. Especially if you know it too. I mean, come on. I had a family member that was in the same way. The woman was married to the man. The man was out with another woman. They all came up in the same school together. All high school folks came up together. 20 plus years married. Dude still out creeping, doing his thing. Until he died.
Damn.
Yeah. Now the two women are friends.
Hell nah. Hell nah.
What in the hell? Who
like hell, they should have just did the whole, what is it, the poly thing that's in and everybody trying to do right now. They should have did that shit.
Yeah.
Probably would have saved a bunch of arguing and headache coming up.
They could have put all that on the one household, had everything paid off, and had no debt.
Right.
Gonna take it
at the end of the day, when you get them at your house, the other person don't even want them no more.
Exactly. Why you think they're dealing with them on a part-time basis?
Yeah. And she like, shit, I can't compete with her no more. You ain't even in the house with her. No. We weren't competing no way.
Right. Right.
When I finally got him out, that boy called, hey, can you help me out? No. Where all them hoes at?
Exactly.
You had. Go ask them. And he couldn't. Because once I was done with you, it was like, they were done too.
Wow. So
now you just out there. With nobody.
Okay. So that's crazy.
I see what Rick was going through, because I was going through that same thing.
Well, me and Rick had multiple discussions about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, dude, you need to take my attitude, man.
Yeah.
Cut that off.
In his case, she probably sitting back now like, man, I fucked up. Big time.
Hey, and it's funny, because now, you right, though, because now it's like she be trying to apply all the pressure. And it's like I tell everybody, at the end of the day, I still love her. Like, you know, she was like my first love. So, and you know, when it's your first love, it make it even harder to get away from, you know what I'm saying? Nah. And, but you know, it was one of them that I was just like, man, I can't. And yeah, like she be trying to apply all the pressure. And I'm just like, where was this at years back? You know, like I would have loved this, but now it's just like, yeah, I'm always love you, but. Even if we was to try to work it out, I know I'm going to dog the shit out of you because I don't trust you. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do everything to you that I don't do in a relationship. And it's like, why even put you through that? Like, I don't want to get even, you know what I'm saying? Like, none of that other shit. It's just like, this point is just like, fuck it. Like, fuck it.
Like I said before, in a previous podcast, when I leave folks, I blow shit up. To the point, there's no reconciliation at all. We ain't no talking, ain't nothing. We done. For real, real done. I can't get a phone call or nothing. I don't know what's going on with my kids when they're in her care.
Kids might be dead in there.
Shit. I guess nothing. I blow that shit up to the point that we don't talk about nothing. I know that's bad, but I don't want to have that or give you that thought.
That what that, if.
Yeah, that what if shit. We not doing that. Fuck that. Nope. No what ifs. No if I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I'm not doing all that. When I said what I said, I'm done, and that's it. And if you're mad at me, just be mad at me. I don't care. I'm going to go on and do what I got to do and live life because it's short.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing for blowing up shit. I'm apologizing for not giving you the chance to get back.
So let me ask y'all this, like, you know, this like hypotheticals and shit like that. But if you was to try to do that and make it work and all that, like, I don't know about y'all, but for me, like, I couldn't trust you. And
it would be,
how can you be with somebody that you can't trust?
Exactly. Extremely hard for me to get back with somebody that I've been with, relationship wise, had kids with, and we all, you know, don't talk to each other now unless it's something important or whatever. Ain't nobody going through all that shit. Cause I, like you said, I know me. I'm gonna dog your ass. Period. I'm putting you down through there. Cause you put me through some shit when we was together before. And I was honest and I was intent and I was passionate and I was all this stuff that you wanted me to be. But you stepped out and did whatever, or you said whatever, or what, I made an argument out of nothing and blew that whole shit up too. All that shit factors in when I get back with somebody, which I don't do.
You know, I'm gonna say this, because, like, for me, all right, in my situation, and I'm gonna put myself like the other dude, right? So she fucking with this other dude. You know, I'm, as a man, we know we not doing shit for a woman if we ain't doing something, right? So, as the other dude, how can you try to be with her knowing she need me to take care of her, which means a nigga ain't taking care of, and then you fall in love with the bitch, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know she need another nigga to take care of her, and you not able to do that. You know a nigga ain't taking care of her without her giving up something. So it's like, how can you be mad if she setting up fucking off with, you know, like, I'll say her other dude be mad if she sitting there fucking off with me. Like, nigga, you knew she needed me before you even fell in love with the bitch. How you trying to come at me?
Right.
Like really, you should have been like, nah, I can't fuck with you because I know ain't no man finna do shit for you. I don't care what you telling me. Ain't no man finna do shit for you if you not giving up something.
That's right.
Time, money, conversation. You right.
So it's like, hey, you know, because, like, I've had a couple of situations where dude be mad at me, like, bruh, she was here first. By all means, I knew nothing about you. If I knew about you, this bitch would have been cut off. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you mad at me, but you should be mad at her for lying to you like she been lying to me.
So both of y'all been in the closet.
Yeah.
Nah, I won't even say that because I think, like I said, as a dude, you start messing with a new chick, she not working, but yet her bills are paid.
That's a fucking red flag right off the bat.
She keep money in her pocket. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
With no job.
And then y'all start red fucking flag around. So you know somebody is taking care of her. So guess what?
Right.
If you want her to leave the person that's taking care of her alone, you got to step up. And if you can't step up, then you know she's still going to be fucking with the motherfucker that's taking care of her, regardless.
Regardless.
I'm not stepping up paying no damn bills. Damn that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I tell everybody, like how we were talking before about that 50-50 shit. Like, I've done that 100% nothing shit. Yep. And it's like, I got my ass motherfucking demolished. And you know, like, what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so I can't do that shit no more. Like if we can't 50-50 it, I ain't even gonna say 50-50, because hell, depending on what the situation is, it might be 70-30 or 80-20, but you gotta put something in on this motherfucker.
Right.
Something.
Like, if I'm cool with being the breadwinner. If I'm the breadwinner, I'm gonna pay majority. But guess what? I'm not finna be out here struggling and my bank account broke while you working and your shit looking good because you decided to leave me. I got nothing, and shit, you might run out this motherfucker with 20 bands in the bank.
I ain't got that to do either.
Yeah. So it's a tricky situation. Just tricky. Because like I said, once he was at my house, them, or however many would, they didn't want him.
them, and however many.
Yeah. However many of them it was. But once he was out of here, it wasn't no coming back. And he begged to come back until the day he passed away. So it's not no going back for me with him, no way.
Now, right.
My other baby daddies, I don't even want no conversation.
So you pulled a lead, or y'all pulled a lead? Like, shit, hey, let's blow this motherfucker up the way you definitely ain't trying to spin the block again.
Ain't nothing. We ain't no swimming back. None of that.
Don't even wave at me.
So I got relationships. I can talk to two out of my three baby mamas. I can talk. We can have a sensible discussion. We can talk about whatever. But one of them.
Was you able to do that from the very beginning of the end, or did it take time?
No, it took time. You got to get over all that bullshit. You got to get over all that. All the stuff that she said, all the stuff she did, all the stuff I said, all the stuff I did. Me being petty, she being petty, the whole nine. We had to get over all that. But the end result was, it's not about us two. It's about the kid. That was my whole thing when I said, when I left these women. Yeah. It ain't about me and you, how we interact with each other, how we, you know, get along with each other. We ain't fucking got to get along. We just got to see eye to eye about the kid.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. I don't give a damn if you hate me or not. Be with me for the best interest of the kid. That's it. Yeah. All the rest of that I can care less about. I don't give a shit if you can come over here and try and kill me. Best believe it better be in the best interest of the kid. Yep. Period. Is this in the best interest of the kid? That's what I'm gonna ask. Why are you trying to stick me or shoot me or whatever? Just be real. Now try to get that point to all women I've been involved with. It's the best interest of the kid. Or anybody that asked me that question about breakups and all that, divorce and how you got by and all the shit. It's the kids. If you got kids involved, it's all about the kids. Now, if you ain't got no damn kids involved, fucking be gone. Don't say shit to me. Just go on.
That's what I don't understand, is how motherfuckers just stay in, like, those type of situations when you ain't got no kids. I'm like, bro, it's so fucking easy to walk away and start over when you ain't got no damn kids. Because it's you might love this person. You might. Not everybody trying to blow the spot up, Lee. Shit. But you know. But you know I'm yourself. It's like you said, you got great friendships with, or at least speaking relationships with, two of the three. But
right,
you know, if y'all ain't got kids, you ain't even got to worry about that shit. You can just blow the shit up and keep on fucking moving and not look back. If you got kids,
I'll be ass. I'll be whatever. You right.
If you got kids, at some point you gonna want to try to make it cordial at the minimum. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. I never understand people without kids that just be like, oh, I just can't leave. Why? Y'all ain't got no kids. Y'all ain't got no kids together. You never have to see or speak to this person again in fucking life. Man, let me get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Like, in a hurry. Like, shit, I done left plenty of situations along with this mother. Like, really? Really? Let me just, I'm done. And then laugh when they send me a text message talking about, hey, what you doing? Look at it, laugh, and just delete.
Bruh.
And keep it moving,
man.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we've all had some of those situations where you know, no kids and nothing involved. I'm like, man, this motherfucker crazy. Let me just go on about my business. And you never talk to they ass again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll randomly pop up. But, yeah, I don't address that shit.
Yeah. I'm cordial when I see them, but other than that, it's just like, okay.
Only when
you know what you did, motherfucker. Go get
yeah.
You
know exactly what you did. Especially, I mean, it's some of the stuff is just stupid. Like, let me give y'all an example. The oldest two, he wanted a blood test when the second one got five.
What? Waited all that damn time.
He waited all that time. And the judge said, this baby 5 years old. She said, you just now wanting a blood test? He said, yes, ma'am. She said, not going to happen. Not in my court. You going to pay such and such and such.
Damn.
I was like, wait, she 5. You just now seeing something?
So he ain't had no doubts up until she was 5?
up until she was five. Stop and playing. Child support.
I was about to say that must have been when y'all went to child support court.
Yeah, I was there. That's when it came up. Yeah. Start talking about that pocketbook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make no damn sense.
Yeah.
You've been there the whole time. Then all of a sudden, I'm finna put you up child support. I don't know if she mine.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here, dude. Mm-hmm. I ain't never doubted mine.
Yeah, me either.
I don't think.
Look, I tell everybody, look, because we went to the doctor to find out when she was pregnant. You know how they give like the date of conception and everything? And I told the doctor, I was just like, I gave the doctor the date. I was like, is this, tell me if I'm right or not. Gave the doctor the date. He was like, yeah, and then showed it to me on paper. I was like, all right.
I ain't got to go through all that.
But no, it was just when it, like we was together and all that shit at the time. But you know, like a nigga pull out game was strong. But you know, you had them a couple of times where you slipped. And it just happened to have been the time she slipped. And the time she forgot to take the damn birth control, bro. All the, I like, God damn. Now I got to deal with a little smart mouth bastard.
Oh my God!
Well, just slipped that pull out game one fast. No,
it was weaker than a ball. Hey, you know how everybody know it be some of them times when it be like, oh no,
juice box got you locked in, dude.
Like fuck it, I'm about to risk it all, and boy, hey, that was an understatement.
Oh my God.
but you know that's one of the things that I be on now, and I be trying to tell the young folks, man, like we do all that shit too soon. Like I be seeing nowadays kids be on, I say kids, but you know they 17, 18, 19, so to me, even at 18, 19, you still a kid.
Kids. Yeah, cause you ain't learned shit, you ain't live shit.
It's like, man, y'all be excited. Like, don't get me wrong, having a child is a good thing, but it's like, really, bro, like we need to get back to being more congratulations type shit on marriages and shit. Like we need to get back focused on that shit before having a kid. Because having a kid with somebody you're not married to, we know it's easier to leave a relationship than it is a marriage. You're more willing to work out shit in a marriage than you are a relationship. Unless it's like major shit like cheating, you know, shit like that in a marriage. Some shit's non-negotiable. This shit's over.
Yep.
But in a relationship, there's some shit that you won't put up with that if you was married, it's just like, you know what, let me just work this out. You know, because it ain't that big of an issue for me not to. Like I said, I ain't talking about cheating and shit like that, but I'm just saying like normal everyday issues like, oh, mm-hmm. this motherfucker don't never wash dishes and blah blah blah, little shit like that. In a relationship, motherfucker be like, oh, I'm out, man, this little nasty motherfucker. But in a marriage, it's like, you know what, let's just try to work this out. But so, you know, it's just that type of shit. And you know, it comes to the whole, I don't know if you remember this, Lee, but you remember, like, I think it was like last week when I asked you pecking order as far as wife, child, mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having this discussion with this little young dude, with these young guys on Facebook. Like, they was 19 to 24. And they were, oh, don't nobody come before my mama. And it's just like, that's because you, like, if you was married, you would understand the pecking order of how that go. I was like, you know, it's like, if you're a Christian, you believe in the Bible and all that. Even in the Bible, it tells you man finds wife and then leaves the house, and then man and woman become one.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all become one, that means she comes before everything.
Yep.
And one of the issues that me and my baby mama had when we was together, she was like, you put me before the kids. And I'm like, as a man, I oversee the whole household. You in the household every day. So it's like, as long as I make sure you good, I know they good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both gonna do what it takes to make sure they straight. So as long as I know that you good, I know my kids, then I just step in and got a, you know, the little stuff here and there. But it's like people don't understand that because we don't value marriages anymore.
Well, that went out the window when women of color started to take over the household, or was left to take over the household.
Yeah. And I'm glad he said that, for the simple fact, you got these teenagers now. Well, I'm going to say teenage females or whatever they are, that are in these relationships, and they want their boyfriend or husband to sit their mama in the back seat. I have seen fights on Instagram where the mama get to sit in the front seat and she don't understand why she got to sit in the back. First of all, it's a respect thing. You have to be, that's another thing. These teenagers are not respectful. It's true. Not that this man don't love you no less because his mama is in their front seat. It's respectful. And if you don't want to ride with him and his mama, don't get in that car. Don't be trying to fight that woman because she get the front seat.
Especially if y'all just in a relationship and not married. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, marriage changes the whole dynamic.
Right. Yep. But if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, get your ass in the back seat, baby. You don't come before this man's mama.
Yep.
I agree. I totally agree. Like I said, but once that paper signed, you say I do.
Yeah.
And I say my vows and mama.
Moms, you gotta respect it. And somebody told me that my view on that means one of the things they said was, does that mean she can disrespect your mother? And I was like, nah, ain't nobody. I'm not disrespecting my mother and shit. And I'm not disrespecting her mother. And she not vice versa. It's just like, and he like, by putting her first, you is disrespecting her. No, you're not. And then I finally had to step out of that discussion because I had to remember I'm talking to some 19, 20 year old kids. And I was just like,
experienced nothing.
And they ain't experienced it. They probably grew up in a single mother household. So, yep. And what most kids don't understand is that at some point in your life growing up, and you didn't realize it and won't realize it until you get older, but your mama don't put a man before you.
Mm-mm.
At some point in time, your mama has put a man before you. And I had to realize that with me. And when I got 19, 20, I kind of seen my mama doing that. And like, it made me hold like a certain bit of resentment towards my mom because I'm like, you ain't never put no man before me, blah blah blah, or before us as her kids. And then, like, no bullshit, probably 3-4 months ago, I apologized to my mama because you know how they say sometimes in order to heal you gotta let shit go. Mm-hmm. And I apologized to my mama because I was like, moms, I understand now. We was old enough to take care of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we 16, 17, 18, but let's be real. At that point, you taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your parents just pretty much providing you somewhere to stay and providing your necessities. You taking care of yourself at that age, especially if you working. Yeah. So,
yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I've held on to that for a long time. Like, it's been almost 20 years. And as I'm older and my kids are grown, I understand it. Like, at some point in time, I got to worry about my happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now I understand that's what she was doing. We were grown. We was old enough to take care of ourselves. She worrying about her happiness now. She got us to where we need to be.
Yeah,
I agree. This should have been the way the whole time. I mean, if you're in a two-person household, parent-wise, you're going to see that your entire life.
Yep.
Yep.
Your mama's going to put your daddy first.
Yeah.
And your dad's going to make sure your mama's happy by taking care of all the shit that's going on in the house, including the kids. Kids act the fool, daddy going to get that ass.
Yep.
Period. Right. That's how that's supposed to work. Like I said, it don't work that way no more.
But see, the problem.
All the men of color are out of the picture because they out here in these streets doing whatever, trying to get whatever, and they think that shit cool with 4 and 5 baby mamas and 10 kids and no monogamy nowhere. They just out here just spread seeds.
That's it.
And then too, like, the women got to choose better because it's like, you know, they let any man just come live with them or whatever. And it's just like,
much to choose from.
And it's just like, you letting this man come stay, lay up in your house with you. But yet, in order, I don't know, I guess I look at kids different and I look at situations different. But for me, if you got a child, I'm going to treat your child like I treat mine from day one. Mm-hmm. Actually better, because I beat mine ass. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. So, I was dating this chick one time. We went out of town. We was in, like, Gatlinburg. I spent more time with her son than I did her. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we chilling goat cart shit and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. because that's how I would want somebody to do with my kids. But they, like, most women like moving men in, and they treat the kids, and the man will treat the kids like a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, if you want to be a part of this woman's life, no matter how old the kids are, you still need to at least try to get to know them and be cordial and not what's up. And then, right. like, y'all just speak in passing type shit. Like, shit. Even now, with my kids being grown or whatever, it's like, shit, if we kicking it, boom, come over. Hey, we busting spades, which I'm so disappointed to say my kids are black and don't know how to play spades. But... You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like hit the spade table with like, you know, that's how we get to know each other over shit like that. You know, like, but yeah, we got to be better.
Disappointed in me because I don't know how to play either.
Oh, hey, what? I'm finna disconnect your whole video right now. Like, you grow.
What's going on?
You got some goldfish?
No. Sorry.
No goldfish?
No.
Tell me you can at least get down on some tongue.
That either.
Oh, hell.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
We had to teach you how to play spades.
You fired.
All I'm thinking wow. I know is go fish and Uno.
Okay, we can get down with the Uno. That'll work. Draw two, draw four, skip, reverse.
Back it up and reverse it. but yeah, man, yeah, I mean, that's crazy though. So have y'all personally, so the relationship thing is one thing, right? But mm-hmm. in dating, you know, when you're dating and if you're dating like you're supposed to, which that topic going to come up. It's like, again. It's like, you know, in dating, you know, you're not the only one. So is that different? Is it different? Because if we dating, we're not serious. Like, and us as people of color confused, it's three steps to a relationship. Dating, relationship, which means it's just y'all, and then marriage. It's like, mm-hmm. as people of color, we take dating out and it's relationship, marriage. Like there's a dating phase there because we jump automatically think, oh, we talking, we together. And then you get mad when this motherfucker is talking to somebody else. Bitch, I only known you 2 weeks.
But you smashed on like the third day, though. So that automatically turned it over to a relationship. You know how this works, man.
Relationship started.
When you smash, the relationship start. That's damn near every woman on the planet, dude.
But
not every woman.
Yeah, not every one of them.
Near. I said damn near. But, I didn't say all of them. I said damn near.
But see,
damn
near. But see, that's
if you don't explain yourself right, you exactly. in a relationship.
Exactly.
But see, yeah. most dating coaches will tell you, like, and most people do. Most people have their little friend that they smash or whatever. Then you have, like, the people you dating. And then when you get serious, you cut off all that shit and you only with that one person.
Do you really cut it off?
I mean, if you do it the way it's supposed to be done, you do.
Hmm. Okay. Which is the reason why we had this topic in the first place.
Yeah.
Can you be with somebody and be with somebody else or be into somebody else?
But now don't get me wrong, as somebody that's been, well, I ain't gonna say been out there dating like that because I ain't really dated in a minute now, but when I had somebody I was dating, like, I kind of knew she was, like, talking and dating other people or whatever. And no big deal. We not together. Like, I can't trip on shit you do. We ain't put no title on nothing. None of that. Like, we ain't smashing none of that. But it's like I always say, nowadays, you just got to hope you the favorite. And eventually, you'll get all that shit. Like,
I mean, how you going to know you the favorite, though?
If they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Well, for me and my situation, so y'all know prime dating times is weekends. Friday, Saturday, like you get them, you know, you the favorite. And in my situation, we was together every Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, hey, I'm just being real. Like everybody work during the week. You know, you get them Friday, Saturday, Sunday when you together all day, every day. Uh-huh. You know, you the favorite.
I mean, but ain't nobody communicated that to you.
No, nah, you can't. Nah, you just got to pick up on the signs, bro. You know women don't be out there like that.
So are you telling her?
No, no, no. This she. I think she is supposed to tell him, or vice versa. Which how that's supposed to work?
As far as what
it work?
How you know you the favorite?
Yeah.
Because you the one that they always want to spend time with, and all that other little shit.
You could be the fucking backup since the other shit didn't fail through.
Yeah.
That don't mean shit.
But you also got to pick up on the person that you kicking it with too. Like you got to know how, like you know, you over time you learn how to read them too.
So I'm supposed to be fucking clairvoyant and just read this person's
bro,
mind.
Bro, you know, don't nobody fucking communicate nowadays.
That's the fucking problem. That's what I'm getting to. That's what
nobody fucking communicates. Everything is subtle hints.
Damn that. You gonna tell me what the fuck going on.
I mean, like, so how she know you ain't dating through the week?
Right.
She could be the favorite. She getting 5 days, 4 days. She getting 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And a hump day.
Yeah. So do you tell the women that you dating other women?
I mean, for me personally, if I was, I would, because I don't want to leave nobody on it. Because I tell them, like, when we kicking, I'll be like, hey, you know, I start seeing little shit, be like, hey, you know, this ain't nothing serious. And that's why I don't be trying to smash everybody I'm kicking it with either, because that shit do take it to a whole nother level, because a lot of people don't know how to separate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I tell them, but with everything I got going on, I don't have time to date more than one woman. Like, I'm going to just be honest. But I don't get mad if she's out there dating multiple dudes, because it's like, if I want her to stop that, then we going to make this shit exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
You got
to
tell her.
Right. Which means I need to communicate, like, hey, let's do this. Right. But if we just kicking it, having fun, then I can't be mad at shit she doing, because that's not my old lady.
Right.
Okay.
I get it to a point.
Yeah.
But that don't mean I want to know and how you throw it up in my face either. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But to me, when you tell them, you know she going to have all kind of questions.
Yeah.
Like, do you like her better than me? What am I to you? You got to hear all that. So why not just, I don't know, not say nothing.
For me, like.
If it's not all exclusive, why you got to tell them?
Right.
For me, the one that did hit me with some shit like that, it was more of a, like, I ain't really tell her, and she'd just be like, what are we? We cool, we kicking it, we having fun. And then she'd be like, you know, like if they hit me with the, I want more than that or whatever, well, then I'd be like, you not the one I see that with, or I'm not ready for that. Like, you know, my main one was I'm not ready for that, because I wasn't, because that was, a lot of that happened, like, when I was doing that back and forth shit that we were talking about earlier. So I wasn't ready for no relationship. I'm out here having fun kicking it. Now, I don't straight up be like, oh, you know, it's you, Tanika, Shanika, and all that. Like, nah, it ain't none of that, but, you know.
So let me ask this question, and maybe this will be a little clearer for me. Or clear things up for me. So say you dating multiples,
mm-hmm.
2-3 women, whatever, and just so happen you see one out, you with one, you see another one out, and the one that's you with and the one that you messing with out approach you about what the fuck is going on. How do you explain that? Because if it was me, I was showing up steps. Hey, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Because I know somebody's going to be involved with the whole feelings thing. I thought it was just me and you, blah, 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 so forth, so on. But you out with this. What's going on?
See, first of all, that's why you know what I'm saying? You never take them to the same spot.
I'm not saying take them to the same spot.
Look, you know, if your per, if one of them like to kick it like downtown, then you take the other one out to eat somewhere in like Hickson. You know what I'm saying? But the real shit though. I mean, for me, it would be one of them. I ain't never been in that situation because I do always try to be like honest or whatever. And like I said, I really don't have time to date multiple people. But if you was bust up on me like that, then shit, we cool, but we not in no relationship. Like we kicking it, but we ain't in no relationship. If we don't say we go together, is it really cheating?
No.
No.
But like I said, if you invest in time in somebody and they think one way, like we just got through saying, some of these folks out here in their feelings right off the rip.
Right off the rip.
Yeah.
Especially if you see them every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And Sunday.
And a hump day. But hey, I had somebody hit me with a Aaliyah.
They the favorite. They think they the favorite. But you step out with somebody else, then how you going to explain that?
Look, I had somebody hit me with an Aaliyah, bro. Four page letter. After kicking it with him one time.
Wow.
We said now. So it was this chick, first of all, her pictures was a couple of years old.
Is she going to remain nameless?
Yeah. She going to remain nameless. But if she listens to this, she know I'm talking about her. So kicked it, you know, said there. Kicked the widow was like, hey, I get off work this time. You know, it was late or whatever. Like, you want to head over CBC? Blah, blah, blah. Have some drinks. Kick it. Cool. Bet. Because I was like, boy, she was bad. Needless to say, you get to CBC, she not as bad as what she was on the picture. I mean, she was bad, but not in a good way.
Wow.
So, you know. So, you know, we said now. Like a motherfucker.
High shit going on.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like I said, them pictures had to be a couple years old. But we said, we talk, you know, I ain't do no disrespectful shit. You know, said that kick the wheel. We talk all that. Have fun. And then this other little chick that I know on Facebook or whatever, like we interact on Facebook, but it wasn't nothing never like that between us. And so right. She posted something. I was like, and I put the LOL. I was like, man, you be on Facebook playing like a motherfucker. Now, mind you, all right, so I kick it with girl at, we get done kicking it like 3 a.m. back at the crib. I make this comment. It's like 4 a.m. Tell me why I wake up for, I don't even think it was work because it was a certain night. So I wake up, all these text messages. You on that, like I thought you was different. You on that bitch page talking this, talking that, and she be on back page selling pussy and all this. Whoa. And that. And I'm just sitting there like what I say? She be on Facebook playing? Like, damn. Like, I'm sitting there like scratching my head and shit. Like, damn, do I go with this bitch or something?
And it's the same one that pictures didn't match up with the.
Uh-huh. I'm like, do I go with.
You got shit to say.
I was like, do I go with this bitch? I don't think so. So why the fuck you getting
you
mad?
You did with it that night.
Yeah.
At one night. She was in her feelings.
And I just said that like, damn, we just had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Like
you looking at that pretty ass her like this man.
Wow, motherfucker. Hey, she shot me dead over here.
He ain't going nowhere.
I was just like, damn, like shit. Like how like one night we had drinks and then not even a couple hours later. I'm getting all that talking about
four page letter.
I'm like, I was like, the men really like this? To me, this shit show you fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yes, and it goes both ways.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
I used to be one of them dudes. Shit, we spend time together. We go together. Damn that. I'm $150 in. We go together.
Hey.
Shit.
Nah, yeah. Fuck that. See, I'm one of them. I like to go eat anyways. Like, come on, let's go get something to eat. Like that's the type of person I am. I motherfucking, yeah. So I don't know. I think they say I don't apply enough pressure. I'd be like, man, I'm not finna sweat you and all this and that. So
right.
Yeah. Like I said, that was a long time ago.
So do you tell them I'll flop, y'all, is this just a date?
So I would think you would come with an understanding
when
if you meet a person. I know, I agree. But some people, you should know if I ask you out on a date, it's just a fucking date. I mean, we ain't got nothing planned behind it. Ain't nothing else going beyond it unless we have another date and another date and another date, so forth and so on. If it's just a one-time deal, come on, y'all. Smart. Be smart.
And for me, what I hit them with, when I ask them out, like, I be like, hey, what's up with us getting, I hit them with some, can I take you out, we go out, get some food and drinks, get to know each other.
And that's a starting point.
I hit them with the get to know you, because even if I know you from being around, the squad or whatever, right, that don't mean I know you.
Right.
Because we all know we one way when we in front of everybody than we are when it's just me and you. So it's like, yeah. let me, get to know you without everybody being around.
Right.
So that's normally how I do it.
A lot of women gonna be like, they're so romantic and he really like me.
Exactly. So unless you tell him up front, like, hey. Yeah.
We just friends.
This is a date.
And stop looking them hoes in the eye. That's what y'all be messing up, man. Stop looking at them in the ass. This on their soul or something.
What? Hold on. You got to say that again.
Stop looking them in the eye.
I tell my kids all the time, don't do no eye contact because a nigga gonna think you in love. It ain't that type of party.
Oh my God.
Stop doing eye contact with these women.
So you just look them in the forehead?
Talk to
him. Like, man, I'm over here laughing so hard. I got tears coming out.
Put some sunglasses on. What? How's that?
Be some goddamn thugs in the God. Closet. Put some glasses on because they think. This nigga looking me in my eyes. He really want me. No.
We just having
a conversation, baby. That's it. Don't y'all got to stop doing that. I mean, you can look at them, but don't be so intense about it. Like, girl, I'm about to eat you up after this damn dinner and drink.
Hey, because that's how we be feeling after them drinks.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all be giving yourself away and then... She be like, oh, he love me. Does he
after
look
one
at
day?
You? Yeah, one day. Mm. That's where Rick got in trouble. One day. He
Gotti. Hey, I see I'm gonna have to come with some shit loaded because she on here shooting.
She fired that thing.
Wait, man, something too intense.
Oh my God!
Slow it down. Yeah, don't give them all. You can't give them all of it. Not even the eyes, because the eyes will make a woman go crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I hear especially that dude whenever you fucking.
Yeah. And you got some pretty ass. Or you got that shit on your face like Lee. That be driving me crazy. Yeah. They say he's seasoned.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so that's why they telling me not to dye my little my little gray patch. They like let it just go because then you know you be zaddy.
Yeah, they
okay.
Say he ready.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he ready.
Okay, my bad. I
they say don't touch that gray. That mean that shit gonna be good.
Because okay. I was telling my barber, I was like, hey, I'm gonna need you to dye this for me, and she like, nah, you ain't touching that. We ain't touching that.
Touch that.
I like.
Okay. May I know?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all be coming with too much at one time.
All right, look him in the forehead. All right, I got you.
Look him in the forehead, the nose,
the neck,
something. Somewhere. Yeah. No eye contact. All right,
I got eye contact is gonna get you every time.
Hey, God. I ain't even gonna lie. When her said that shit, it made me think about something. So, at work, I be in the control room, and it's almost like if you look hard enough, you could kind of see through it, but. Some of the instructors, they be in there fixing their hair and shit. And I swear one time it looked like one of them was like staring dead at me, just looking into my soul. And it was like, I love you. Yeah. like damn, she stared into my soul. Like, this bitch just made my heart melt. And she wasn't even looking at me. She was looking in the mirror. But I was like right there, eye level, eye contact to where like, you swear she knew exactly where I was sitting at in there. And I was just sitting there like, damn, I love you.
Y'all doing too much. Y'all are doing too much.
They going to take a mile. They be like, yeah, you see the way he looked at me. Yeah, he want me. That's a giveaway right there.
Y'all crazy. All right. So now we know. You can't be with one and be with another.
No.
Can't truly be dedicated to one and with another. That much we do know. Because we done went through the whole, damn near all the scenarios.
Right.
Baby mamas and exes and Tinder profiles and Facebook matches and everything else. It don't work. Because you got to be 100% committed and involved with one. And you choose wisely. That's what I would say. Please choose wisely.
Yes.
Like I tell my son, choose wisely when you decide to have a kid with somebody because you got to deal with them for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because it's like it's past. You listen to me. You know, everybody tell you 18 years, but shit, my kid's 19 and 21. Oh, shit, 21 on the 10th of this month. Nah.
It's for life.
Yeah.
It's for life. It sure is.
Especially if you ain't married to him, you just out here just spreading seed like my dumbass son is, and I hope he's watching this too. But anyway, now we know. So with all that being said, it's been real, it's been fun. We ain't got no top five today. We're not doing that. It's all about the subject, the topic. So we'll do some top five maybe next week or whatever. But it's been fun, it's been real. Y'all be safe, be good, have a good rest of the week. We'll holler at you. Peace.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
All right, we clear.
Cleve Vegas.
These motherfuckers, boy, I tell you.
I know.
Boom. Yeah, Lisa, yes. What we mean that they eat?
Bro, I don't know, man. I'm still looking.
What y'all got for Black History Month?
What?
Black History Month.
I don't know. I got to come up with something. It is Black History Month, ain't it?
Yeah. I did talk to Brian Bush and his campaign manager a couple days ago. They both told
what are you
me. They both told me. Well, actually, his campaign manager told me it's like, whenever you want, whatever day you want to, let us know, and we'll put it on his calendar so he'll be there.
Next Saturday.
Okay. So as soon as she give me like the approval, the acceptance on the rooms and shit for the dates, cause she keep telling me we gonna talk about the every week thing, but you know, so
I'm getting tired of her too.
Yeah, like just go ahead and put us down for every week, and let that be it.
Let that be it.
Yeah,
and be done with it. I mean, shit.
Like I said, I'm trying to find us a little cheap room, man, where we can just get that shit and just like how we were talking about, leave like the lights and shit in there, and that way we just go there and shoot every week and ain't got to worry about breaking everything down and all that other shit.
So, sweet.
As soon as I find something, like I said, right now the cheapest one I found was $600 a month, and it's like, is it really worth that for like 3 hours a day? But then I'm like, it could also kind of like double as like our little office of meeting space if we ever need to meet with anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just trying to get all the options together. So.
Sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet.